Hello and welcome to my latest Matchpod review for www.musicglobal.co.uk. We want Glazers out, say we want Glazers out. And Arnold the Dick, he has gone, thankfully. And Merton the Meek, which for some reason, he is still there. Utterly ridiculous. Get rid of him, Surratt. An absolute one of the yes men that the scum parasitic Glazers stick at the football club to make sure that they get their bit and the football club doesn't. Well, Manchester United back in action against West Ham at Old Trafford after their last gasp victory against Wolverhampton Wanderers on Thursday night, where apparently United are back. They're back. Ten Hag's got his best players, so they're back. They're going to perform and do the business. Well, as I say, there are a lot of people out there that are quite happy to just be positive saying. Not sure what they've actually been watching this season, because if you think this has been a positive season, then they're deluded, in my opinion. I mean, we had all this after the Chelsea game, basically. A match where, basically, Chelsea just don't have any strikers and can't score, but they still created a lot of opportunities. And then we played Bournemouth and got absolutely battered off the park and everything. And people were like, some positive people as well, oh, this team's a disgrace, the players are a disgrace. They've been shocking all season. So, as I say, let's not get too high and mighty about beating Wolverhampton Wanderers. In a classic, great goal at the end, obviously, Kobbie Mainoo with the key goal, and I'd say one of the main two positives of the season. But the team for today, it's just one change to the team. It's not the goalkeeper, but Onana does start. It's actually Raphael Varane is on the bench. It doesn't surprise me, that, to be fair, because he is a bit brittle, as I still think he's one of our best two defenders. But with less than 3 days since the last game, then it didn't surprise me that he's on the bench. And Maguire comes in for him. So it's Dallo, Maguire, Martinez, and Luke Shaw, midfield, Mainoo, Casemiro, Bruno Fernandes a bit further forward. And then it's Rashford on the left. Garnacho on the right with Hoyland through the middle. Anthony is on the bench. That's unfortunately, we could see the one-footed non-wonder. I mean, after his cameo performance against Wolves, where basically, again, non-use of his right foot was non-existent, but he couldn't even use his left foot for a change. He shouldn't even be in the squad, in my opinion. But, you know, this is what happens. I mean, if Ahmad doesn't get a game today, I mean, as I say, he should be leaving the football club. Palestri should be at the football club, and Anthony should be on loan at Granada. But, hey-ho, what do I know? Obviously, as I say, there is sort of a positive change after the result against Wolves, and as I say, all the talk about having players back, etc. But you know what? Even if you've not got your best players or certain key players, you can still have a style, a way of playing football, a positive way of playing. Pretty much haven't seen that all season. Maybe we'll see it today. I think what would be interesting today, and this is why it's similar-ish to the Pope stuff after the Chelsea game, is basically West Ham will basically allow Man United to have the football, which is exactly what Bournemouth did. Wolves were a bit more progressive, and United did hit them on the break on occasion. They were better with the ball, well, until later on in the match, where they went back to, hey, let's just give it away, and then he threw the match away. But West Ham will just sit in, and they'll allow United to have the ball, and they try and make one on the break. They did the same at Spurs this season, they did the same at Arsenal this season. So when United get opportunities today, they're going to have to take them, or West Ham will punish them. They've got good players, obviously Kudos, a left-footed player. Well, I say player because that's sort of a bit harsh on Kudos, because I mean that might be saying that Anthony is a player. He's not, he's useless. But a left-footed winger, shall we say. I mean, that is agreeable. Both from Ajax. One cost 80-odd million, should have been 50. One cost 100 million euros, which should have been 50 million pounds / 60 million euros. The other cost less than 40 million euros. It's utterly ridiculous. It shows the absolute cluelessness of the people who, people like Merton Arnold, who were running Manchester United at that time. You know, they see Man United coming, they up the price, but it's because they try to take him late on in the transfer window when United had lost the first two games, and then they got desperate signings. Say Casemiro was a desperation signing, but he has been better. I do think the agenda against Casemiro for being too old, too slow, is an agenda, because at the end of the day, a fit and firing Casemiro makes a massive difference to this Manchester United midfield. And I think we do not have anybody else at the football club apart from Amrabat who can do that holding midfield role. Kobbie Mainoo can do the role, but he's not as good. He's much better as like an eight who can sort of link the play up much better. And Scott, we know Scott McTominay can't play the six. It's ridiculous to even consider playing him a six unless you literally have nobody else. So as I say, Amrabat is back from the African Nations Cup. I assume he'll be back involved against Aston Villa. He should, I know maybe he's on the bench today. As I say, I'm not sure I saw his name, but anyway. So hopefully he'll be able to come back in, and he's a player that we can use. As I say, he gets lots of criticism, Amrabat, and he hasn't been brilliant for Manchester United, but shock horror, like Fellaini, he comes in right at the end of the transfer window. There is, and he was actually injured, played out of position, and he was played out of position as well, like Fellaini, and they struggled at a new club like Manchester United. Shock horror. These things happen over and over and over again. The media criticise the player because I wouldn't say they're paid off by the football club, but then things are leaked and leaked and leaked out this football club. And with Sir Rat coming in, I just hope nothing is leaked. The leaks stop at this football club. There has been some kind of line drawn since they've come in, but the leaks need to stop, and you know, stop throwing out sort of positive pieces, which unfortunately I think is what's going to happen when Sir Rat is ratified as having his 25% stake or whatever he's doing, giving the Glazers money and but taking the rap when things go if things go horribly wrong. But remember, there are no guarantees. There's still a lot of people think this is like a silver bullet. This will sort it out, you know. So Rat coming in, doing the job. Have you seen Neeson there, Lizanne? that's all I'll say. Just have a look at how they're doing, and I'm giving it. Some Neeson are doing well this season. They've not been doing well any of the previous seasons. But anyway, that's where we are. I am just walking around to my mate Linda's. I've got three cans of cider ready for the game. Hopefully I'll be able to drink them slowly, because obviously if things are going wrong, then they'll be going down a bit quicker. But I will be back post-match. And hopefully Manchester United can back up the result they got against Wolves. It was a deserved result. They could have scored 9 or 10 goals. I mean, if they create the chances that they created against Wolves, against West Ham, then there should be a result. But again, you have to take those opportunities. There's no point in saying we've created all those chances. As I say, Man United are excuses FC, and the manager has been throwing in excuses this season. That tells you a lot about how his manner has changed from last season to this season, because he's talking a lot more rubbish this season than he did last season. Shock horror, they're not doing as well. As I say, you can get away with saying pretty much anything when you're doing very well. Still had a better season than Postecoglou can possibly do this season, apart from winning the Premier League. Just thought I'd stick that one in for the Ange supporters, because apparently Spurs are the greatest team since sliced bread ever, basically. Even though they, yet again, will win nothing this season. As I say, playing a weakened team against Fulham at the start of the season, utterly ridiculous. Remember, Erik ten Hag had Europa League as well last season. Spurs have had one match, essentially just domestic fixtures. So they, theoretically, they should be doing better. But anyway, I will be back. This is Manchester United. I will be back post-match. Fingers crossed, let's get another win. And let's hope Mohamed Kudus doesn't actually show. I mean, as I say, scored with his right foot against West Ham in the corresponding fixture, which was where United were the better side until the last 20 minutes. And then that weak mentality showed pretty much straight away once they went a goal down. But that's always sadly going to be there, because we saw it against Wolves as well, when they should have been clear, but they weren't. And then they nearly threw it away. But anyway, I will be back post-match. I'll speak to you then. So it's game over at Old Trafford, and it's finished Manchester United 3, West Ham 0. An excellent result for Manchester United, and, you know, maybe it wasn't a 3-0 game, but United, what they did is what they haven't done for a long time. They actually took their opportunities when they came, and when West Ham had their chances and didn't take them, United went up the other end and actually put the ball into the back of the net, which already helped. But I'll sort of go through that. And actually, somebody who actually is using his right foot, and this is something I have mentioned before on this pod, and not that idiot Anthony, by the way. because he doesn't bother using his right foot because he's an absolute disgrace of a footballer. And I'll keep going on about this until he actually learns that actually, well, do you know what, if you're on 200 grand a week, why don't you actually learn how to use your other foot? And I think maybe Rasmus Højlund has decided to do that as well. Actually, what? I can improve as a footballer if I actually do a little bit extra training and try and be a better player. Shock, horror. But anyway, United saw the game out pretty well today. Both sides, I mean, being honest, this was essentially a shootout for sixth place. I mean, if you're Brighton, who were seventh at the time, United were eighth, and West Ham were sixth at the start of the game, then you probably think that this is a very, very low-level league. But West Ham, actually, I was surprised at West Ham because they actually did actually have a lot more of the possession at the start of the game. And I think maybe what that was is United didn't want the ball, because United aren't as good when they have the ball. They aren't. Bournemouth showed that. After the Chelsea game, they like United to have the ball. United still went brilliant with the ball when they had it, but what they were today is they were clinical for a change. And West Ham had the better opportunities, a lot of corners, a lot of free kicks going by United, and better quality sides will take advantage of that. And Arna made a couple of saves. They were, one of them was, maybe just a bit more than routine. The other was very routine. Basically, kicked straight at him. And he actually instead of actually blocking it back into play, blocked it away from the goal. So maybe he is learning, but he's very lucky to get the opportunities he has. As I say, your favourite, and talking of favourites, Calvin Phillips came on and was absolutely shambles. Gareth Southgate will still take him to the Euros, I can tell you that now. It's absolutely ridiculous. But anyway, United took the lead off halfway through the first half. Excellent goal from Rasmus Højlund. He got the ball. It was Casemiro who got in there with a challenge. But, a bit of proactivity from Manchester United. They were very passive early on in the game. Good play from Rasmus. Got it onto his left foot, his stronger left foot. Did the defender and then just smashed it in with his right. So he's working on his right. And I've talked about this on this pod before. Rasmus Højlund, you could see that he always wanted to get things on his left foot, and he couldn't do anything with his right foot. He's obviously gone in training. It was a brilliant strike with his right foot. Put his laces right through the ball, giving the goalkeeper no chance to put Manchester United a goal up. And they probably didn't deserve it at that point from the way the game goes. But, that's how football goes. If you've got clinical players up front or players that can score goals, and Rasmus Højlund, that was his fourth goal in four Premier League games to put Manchester United into the lead. And as I say, the main thing for me was the fact that little feint onto his right foot. He wasn't scared to use his other foot, which makes the defender think, hang on a minute, I can't just put all my pressure onto that left foot. And that's what the defender did. He thought, well, all I've ever seen of Rasmus is he uses his left foot. But he can't use his right foot. And as I say, Anthony, who is a disgrace in that regard, that is what you need to do. Do a bit of extra training. Rasmus Højlund is reportedly on less than half of what Anthony is. And as I say, Anthony's just a mercenary. A mercenary that took the mick out of Manchester United because they're actually incompetent in being able to arrange a contract for players. 1-0 at half time, they stayed 1-0 into the second half, and then West Ham had a break. Kieran Maguire dawdling on the ball, Emerson got the ball, and Martinez, who was man of the match, I mean, weekend LCD analysis from Alan Smith giving it to Garnacho just because he got two goals. Martinez did really well to make sure that a cross can be put in. Emerson had a run on goal, wide on the left, shocking finish. But then within a couple of minutes, United broke out. Fernandez to Garnacho. He cut in, shot, deflection, 2-0 to Manchester United. It sort of calmed them down to some extent, but United aren't great with two goal leads, as you know. Actually, United aren't great with any sort of lead this season, as we have seen. But it gave United that little bit of leeway that West Ham, who have been the better side, if you were playing on a boxer scoring card, West Ham have been the better team in regards to football. But football's not just about just playing football. It's about putting the ball into the back of there. That's the most important thing. That's what we need trophies. That's what we need titles. That's what wins you matches. And United were 2-0 up. Not cruising, but they were 2-0 up and much more comfortable. West Ham still had a lot of possession, and they had a great opportunity when Jared Bowen got through. But Dalot made a fantastic challenge. And then after that challenge, Martinez went in, and he'd already had a bit of a knock on his knee. which was a massive issue. I mean, Martinez for me was absolutely brilliant in this game. The amount of blocks he got in, you could tell that he was leading that back line. Unfortunately, he had to go off due to an injury to a knee. It was just a sort of collision with Koufal. No issue with what Koufal did. It's just one of those things. He sort of fell on his knee to some extent, and off he went. And it'll be a massive loss if Martinez is injured, because United would be so much better with him, because he leads the back line. He tells people what to do. He'll put himself his body on the line. As I say, he was absolutely fantastic today. Obviously, he went off a bit earlier, but he was the best player on the pitch today before he went off, and should have been given man of the match. But Alan Smith is weak. He's a striker. He's a side, and this is what happens in football. It's about let's just pick the person who scores the most goals. We'll give them man of the match all the time, but it's not. The fact United kept a clean sheet was mainly because of Martinez earlier on in the match. Varane did come on for him. We're still pretty solid. West Ham, I'd say, still a lot of the ball, but late on in the game, Calvin Phillips, the man Gareth Southgate is going to take to the Euros ridiculously because he's biased and has favourites. This is the guy that, if Jude Bellingham had played as well as he was, he wouldn't even be starting. He forced Southgate to pick him as a starter. This is the thing, it's ridiculous, even though most of the world knew that he should be starting ahead of Calvin Phillips anyway. But Jude Bellingham, Calvin Phillips lost the ball. Ball into Garnacho from Scott McTominay, and the guy actually just drilled it into the back of the net to make it 3-0 late on in the game. And then obviously United saw the game out from there, and an excellent result for Manchester United. And credit where credit's due. They saw off the pressure from West Ham. But West Ham aren't very good. Manchester United aren't very good. And the thing is, it's the teams above them. Basically, Man United are on 38 points, 6 points behind 5th place. Spurs, who, as we saw a few weeks ago, even with half their team out, play much better football and have a better team than Manchester United are at the moment. So there's still a lot of work to do, and obviously the challenge is to try and get into that sort of higher echelons of the Premier League. But that should be the target for Manchester United. It should be where they would expect to be. But people can talk about false dawns. This is another false dawn. Unless United keep winning. United have lost so many games this season, and they keep winning. And remember, they're still on minus one goal difference. It's an absolute disgrace that they're on minus one goal difference. It's a shocker. It's an absolute shocker. A minus one. That's why I want one more goal to clear the goal difference and to make sure that we can get up into a positive goal difference. Because obviously we need more points, and the only way we can get into a positive goal difference by going to Aston Villa next week and getting the result. And as I say, credit where credit's due, they've got the result today against us. As I say, not a very great West Ham. They weren't great when they beat us 2-0. I mean, they made it sound as if West Ham were like, the second coming of Manchester City or something, the way they talked about them after they beat us 2-0. But that got the better of them this time. So we've been here a number of times this season where United have put in a reasonable performance, and that has produced a winning result. But there's still a lot of work that needs to be done, and as I say, we can't forget what's happened before. And to be fair, Erik ten Hag, he knows that. He said before the match, he was asked the question, "Oh, great result against Wolves, we must be positive and give you, you're looking towards a good result today." And Ten Hag replied to that. He basically just said, we've got to win, because it means nothing if you go to Wolves, do what they did. We should have been much more comfortable if you don't back it up with the result against West Ham. And then that result again needs to be backed up again by a result against Aston Villa next week. And then a result against Luton the week after. Then a result against Fulham the week after that. Got 3 matches in 3 weeks. Plenty of time for rest up. And as I say, the excuses have come in this season about injuries, but injuries happen, and United need to produce better performances than they did today, and the results can come. As I say, they won 3-0 today. Part of that was their being clinical, also the other part of that was West Ham basically just not being very good. I think to say, if you watch the first match when they beat us 2-0, both sides were poor until the last 20 minutes, say, and then the mentality shift from Manchester United. When things go wrong, as Linda said whilst watching the game, they just turn to jelly. And that's the thing. And there'll be difficult moments that will come, and United need to be ready for them. And as I say, keeping players fit is going to be important, but we also have to have some kind of style of play. And again, next week against Villa, I would imagine, we'll have Villa trying to push on to Manchester United, which is good for Manchester United. But the problems they'll have is when the team just sits back and just defends. As I say, that surprised me a bit about West Ham today. They did push on, and obviously once they went a goal down, they had to push on even more, which did open up spaces for Manchester United. There were still times when passes should have been made into strikers and players much quicker. There seemed to be hesitation. Work needs to be done on that. As I say, I have no idea what Quentin Fortune does, and the set pieces were the usual. Not very good, as I say. If it's still Eric Ramsey, then it's a shocker. If it's somebody else that's doing it other than Eric Ramsey, wow, you're even worse than Eric Ramsey. But anyway, so a good result, and then you move on to the next match, which is next Sunday again. We're bound at Linders for that game. But anyway, as always, all the pods up at www.mufcglobal.co.uk. The best podcast platform, just Spotify, Podbean, Listen Notes, search MUFC Global on your favourite search engine, and it will come up, and let me know your thoughts. So some positivity for Manchester United, but nowhere near the standards that are required for this season, because is finishing sixth, being an absolute shambles in the Champions League and not winning the FA Cup a good enough season? Of course it's not. Even winning the FA Cup is not necessarily a good enough season, but if you win a trophy, you could always say, you know, won something for the football club, and you know that is something that can that you could always say that you've done. You know, when LVG can say he's done that already, and Erik ten Hag can say he's done that, and I'm sure Ange Postecoglou for Spurs will be wanting to do that, but obviously he'll need to do that next season now. But anyway, thanks for listening, and I will be back after the Aston Villa game next week. A quieter week for Manchester United, but maybe this is where we'll get some PR garbage coming out from Servat about how great things are at Manchester United. They're not great. They're pretty much bang average. Actually, bang below average. But a win's a win, and we move on. So thanks for listening. We'll be back after the Villa game next week.